This is Brian Cambria with the KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, December 2nd, 2013. Grand Junction police say they're dropping their investigation into the sale gone wrong of an exotic monkey in late October. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, a Missouri woman was allegedly pepper sprayed and knocked to the ground after meeting a man to sell the monkey, a capuchin monkey. The woman said the man then stole that monkey and ran away. So far, police have run out of leads for the identity of the attacker or the current location of the monkey. The State Department of Agriculture is still looking into whether the woman violated state wildlife laws, however. Under one of those laws, it's a crime to bring primates into Colorado. A small 11-watt hydroelectric plant near Silverton is now the first of its kind in Colorado to be exempt from federal permit requirements. The Watch reports that under a newly passed reform bill, the hydro project won't have to apply for a federal permit to operate. That bill was co-authored by Colorado U.S. Representative Diana DeGette and allows some small hydro plants to apply for exemption from permits with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. DeGette says the new law will help expand the renewable and hydroelectric energy sectors. The small plant near Silverton brings electricity to the Mayflower Mill, a National Historic Landmark and tourist destination. But according to the Watch, when the mill's not open in the fall through the spring, power from the hydro project can be sold to the San Miguel Power Association. Without the permit exemption, the plant would have had to apply for the same type of hydro power license required for huge projects like the Hoover Dam. According to the Watch, for some small plants, the costs of the federal permit were greater than the cost of the actual hydropower equipment. A new study says that around 541,000 acres of public lands in Colorado are actually shut off from the public. According to the Aspen Times, the study comes from the Denver-based Center for Western Priorities. The group found that around 4 million acres of public lands in six western states are closed to the public. In some places, the group found public lands that were surrounded on all sides by private property. In others, trails or roads on public lands cut into corners of private lands. The group claims the study is the first of its kind and says it got curious about the issue after the recent government shutdown, when people across the West were shut out of national parks and visibly angry about it. As the Time reports, the study found about 454,000 acres of public lands in Colorado are completely surrounded by private lands. According to one of the group's staff members, those numbers are, quote, a conservative estimate. And the Times also reports that eight conservation groups are banding together to fight amusement park rides in ski areas and possible fees for uphill skiing and snowshoeing. According to the Times, the U.S. Forest Service recently issued a directive that would set rules for summer activities for ski areas. In those rules, the agency also stated that a fee could be charged for uphill skiing. Also at issue is whether ski resorts have the right to build amusement park-style rides. In 2011, Colorado U.S. Senator Mark Udall introduced and Congress passed the Ski Area Recreational Opportunity Enhancement Act, defining what resorts can and can't do with their federal permits for summer activities on federal lands. The Times claims the Forest Service is currently working on the rules that would enforce that law, and public comments are being accepted through today. In the meantime, Vail Resorts is trying to get approval for a so-called Forest Flyer coaster ride at its Vail Mountain Resort. Conservation groups are fighting that idea, saying they're concerned the Forest Service might allow some coaster-style rides in ski areas, even though the 2011 law bans amusement park rides. Those groups recently submitted comments on the issue to the Forest Service, while the trade association Colorado Ski Country USA is preparing its own comments. The National Weather Service is warning that a major winter storm will impact the region this week. This storm is expected to bring significant snowfall to all but the lowlands of southeast Utah, along with very cold air. Several feet of snow are possible in the central mountains, and this could have regional impacts into next summer. According to forecasters, if several inches or more of snowfall accumulate in most valleys, as is expected, strong inversions could form and persist for several weeks or even months. This could have a major impact on temperatures for the remainder of the winter. And finally this morning, with the Thanksgiving holiday behind us, children of all ages are now looking forward to Christmas. Last Saturday, over 80 Coloradans volunteered their time to wrap presents for the North Fork Children's Christmas Party. The event has been going on for many years and provides gifts for children of families identified by their school as maybe needing a little extra help this Christmas. I spoke with two of the organizers, Marcia Grant and Tony Hanna, during the wrapping frenzy and captured this audio postcard.
We are gift wrapping the bags for the North Fork Children's Christmas Party. This is the 22nd year
we're tagging bags
in the right age order, so the youngest children get their bags first. Schools help us distribute forms to families who might need a little extra help at Christmas time. We put all these bags together. They're customized for each child. A lot of work and care goes into this.
Where do all the gifts come from?
They come from all over. I shop, and I have some other people who shop with me, and we buy stuff all year long whenever we find things that seem appropriate, and we stash them in the Catholic Church in Hotchkiss.
St. Margaret Mary's Catholic Church in Hotchkiss, Colorado.
Yes.
Because they don't get enough credit for what they do
don't.
For us.
And we are very, very grateful to have that room, I should tell you.
People have been coming back year after year after year to help us, which we wouldn't be able to do this party without them.
No, we wouldn't. We have a lot of kids here, a lot of high school kids and younger who are helping with it. And just a lot of adults who've helped for years and years.
The party is December 14th.
And we need lots of volunteers.
And that concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, this is Brian Cambria.